1. All right, now time to talk with Peabody head football coach Mark Betancourt. And, Coach, welcome back. Congratulations on a great 2-0 start.
Thank you very much.
Coach, so much going on this season, but I want to ask you, first of all, about there's a write-up in the Boston Globe. They always do this preview thing, and, you know, they said the strengths were experience at skilled positions coming into this year and concerns youth on the offensive line. Well, hello. You've scored 75 points, given up 8 in the first two games. Let's start with your line.
The offensive line has come along a lot quicker than we had hoped. We've got a couple of sophomores in there that you know, are very talented. We're just concerned about their experience and how quickly they can learn what we're trying to do. Our only senior, Fernando Lima, did not play offensive line in his career here at Peabody High School yet, so his experience is going to be questioned. Our only returning starter is junior Ramey Andino at left tackle. And our starting center is a junior who transferred in from another school. So it's a mosh-podge of kids that have been put together here, you know, pretty much since the preseason. And we're just hoping that they would, you know, get to know what each other can do and trust each other and make the right calls and be in the right places. And they've done a wonderful job. Couldn't be happier with the cohesiveness that group of five kids has put in so far. And I tell them all the time, you know, we're going to go as far as they go. They're the catalyst of everything that we do. We can have the best skilled players in the world. It doesn't matter if we can't protect them and make holes for them. And so far, you know, they have been definitely the surprise of our early season here, and hopefully they continue to improve.
Oh, that's great to hear. Coach, when you start a season, whether you have veterans or new kids coming along, the first week or so is sort of up in the air. Like, did I get through to these guys? And what do you find that your kids have improved on that you're really happy with since preseason to now?
I think our biggest asset so far has not so much been the 75 points scored, it's the 8 points allowed. Our defense has come a long way from last year. The biggest thing for our defense has been the ability of our defensive coordinator, Justin Powers, to get them on the same page as far as alignment goes. Last year, we always had issues with pre-snap alignment, guys in the wrong places, guys not taking the right responsibilities as far as gap control in the interior line. The defensive calls and the defensive backfield, making sure that everybody was on the same page. He's really focused this early season on making sure that the fundamentals are there, that we're lined up properly pre-snap, guys are where they're supposed to be, so that we can make adjustments if necessary. If not, you know, making sure we have everything we want covered, covered properly. And the kids have done an incredible job of aligning up properly, handling their responsibilities, not trying to do someone else's job or trying to do too much, but just focusing on what the coaches want them to do.
That's tremendous.
And so far we've been doing well as far as that goes.
You know, Coach, I teach calculus, and I understand about one-third of what you just said, so thank you for teaching me and bringing me along. I appreciate it. You know, your offense seems to start with Shea Lynch. Off to a spectacular start for you guys.
Well, you know, Shea, being in charge of this offense, he has some great weapons around him. Three of our starting wide receivers back. We got a couple of real good running backs, Alex Silver and Alan Polino. You know, with Eli back and Danny back and Colin back, the addition of Jace Dooley, who came back to us after being a stack for a couple of years. And the depth of the wide receiver position is, you know, really our strength. We feel like we have probably 7 or 8 deep. But, you know, Shea's trusting our offensive line has really, I think, been the key to his confidence and his success. It's trust the offensive line and being able to make his reach and pick the right receiver. You know, he really got tested against Lynn Class. We had 8 or 9 drops in that game when he just fought right on the money. But he didn't lose the school. He didn't lose his culture. He kept focused.
Game up. All right, Coach, let's take a look at Beverly. 0-3, but they could just as easily probably be 3-0.
Well, yeah, they're 0-2, but in the two
0-2, yep, sorry.
The two teams they've lost to are very good opponents. And if, when you watch the film, I mean, they're out gaining. They're doing everything except scoring points. So that's a team that's just on the verge of putting it all together. We don't want them to put it all together this week, but that's always the fear you have of a team like that with such a well-coached team and such competitive kids, tough, rugged kids who hate to lose. They don't want to go 0-3, certainly not on their home field. So forget the record. It's all about desire, and they're going to have all the desire in the world come Saturday. We have to make sure that we're ready, both physically and mentally, to come out and take on a real good football team.
All right, 1 o'clock on Saturday. It's Peabody at Beverly. Coach, thank you so much for taking the time. I know what a busy man you are. We'll talk to you later during the season, and good luck this week.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Mark. Take care. That is Mark Betancourt, who is the Peabody High School football coach with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.